You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Lori Walsh. The Annie E. Casey Foundation has released the 2021 Kids Count Profile for South Dakota and the rest of the nation. Joining us now for a look at the data that helps us understand the well-being of our children, we welcome Zanna Burke, Kids Count Coordinator for South Dakota, North Dakota, and Montana. Zanna Burke, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
For those who are not familiar with this report that I look forward to every year because of the depth of the data available, help ground us in what exactly is being measured by the Kids Count annual report.
Sure. So it's published once a year. It typically comes out in June, and it gives a state-by-state look at children's well-being. So South Dakota does have an overall ranking, but then it kind of digs a little bit deeper into four different domains of child well-being. There's economic stability, education, health, and then the family and community context that children grow up in.
It's easy to access online. How is it used? What are some of the different ways that you see it used in public policy and education and more?
Yeah, every year it really gives us a sense of where is South Dakota improving, but also where are we still falling behind and where might we need more support? And so we're able to look at both, you know, how are we doing compared to our neighboring states? But really, it's also important to just look at the numbers themselves and see, you know, how many children are impacted by something and what can we do about it?
All right. How is our overall ranking this year?
Yeah, overall, South Dakota ranks 20th, so about middle of the pack. And we're really thinking about the economic stability piece of this, knowing that the financial situation for many families has been impacted. And one thing that I do want to make sure is clear to listeners is that much of the data included in these rankings is from before the pandemic. So 2019 and earlier is really the most recent data we have to go off of. And so we're thinking about things like, you know, how many children lived in poverty even before the pandemic, knowing that those families are likely still struggling based on all of the hardship they've seen in the last year, but how many more children and families might be also struggling as well?
Yeah. So children in poverty, 31,000 in South Dakota, which is about 15%. Am I reading that correctly?
You are reading that correctly. And if you'll see that typically the Kids Count data book compares it back to the last 10 years, and, you know, compared to back in 2010, South Dakota was doing better in 2019. Fewer children, a smaller percentage, were living in poverty.
Yeah, significant. And it was 22% in 2010. And then, it was 18% in 2010 and then 15%. So there is an improvement. So it's very useful to know at 2019, before the pandemic, I mean, this came out in June 2019, or last year in June, we've got pretty good data when we compare some of these numbers next year and look at how the pandemic impacted these factors. Are we also measuring things that relate to COVID pandemic through the Annie E. Casey Foundation now? I was able to find some of that research online, which was fascinating.
Yeah, there's one survey that the U.S. Census Bureau has been doing that's tracking how households with children are doing kind of in this moment. And so we can look at data throughout 2020 and even as recent as the spring of 2021. And we're seeing that there are still households with children that are behind on their rent or mortgage, or they're struggling to get enough food to eat. So, for example, throughout 2020 in South Dakota, 16% of households with children said they were unsure about paying their next rent or mortgage on time. So this really tells us that many families do still need support to make ends meet.
Yeah. Households who lost employment income in 2020 was anywhere from 34% to 45% at one point in 2020. Really astonishing when you think about how that impacts an entire community and an economy and the kids who are living in it. Let's talk a little bit about education, because that is something else that we will be looking at, whether kids studied at home or were sent home or did hybrid models, and all that data will be evaluated in great detail in the future. But in 2019, for this report, what are we learning about where South Dakota ranks in education?
Yeah, so in education, South Dakota ranks 24th, so again, about middle of the pack. And, you know, one of the measures that we really pulled out of this report is, you know, how many high schoolers graduate on time? And the data shows that about 84% of students graduate high school on time. And there is some initial good news. We do have a high school graduation rate data for the class of 2020. So that's right at the onset of the pandemic. And the graduation rate stayed the same. It was still 84%. So that is some initial good news. We're seeing that there wasn't a decline right at the onset of the pandemic. We will have to wait until this fall to see what 2021 data looks like. But initially, we're saying that, that measure is doing all right.
Yeah, measuring young children, this is the age 3 and 4, those early learners not in school. We're looking at 58% of them not being in school. That seems like a significant number as well. This, again, is pre-pandemic.
Yeah, that's correct. And so, you know, one of the things that is being talked about really throughout the whole state is how do we provide better support for young children? We know that early childhood is such an important time for children's development, you know, both in terms of learning to talk and read some of those more academic pieces, but also in terms of social and emotional development. You know, research has shown that children who attend early education programs, they're less likely to need special education and more likely to graduate from high school. So really thinking about how to get more young children in supportive environments and early education.
Yeah. Zanna, any other final thoughts from this report about how people can access it and really dive deep into the data or other surprises or notable data points that you found that you wanted to bring our attention to before we say farewell?
Sure. Well, I will just go ahead and mention that our website is sdkidscount.org, where you can find this data and more data that we publish. And one other piece that we're really keeping an eye on is the number of uninsured children, which there was a dramatic increase between 2018 and 2019 in South Dakota. We typically don't see that dramatic of changes in just 1 year. So we're looking at about 18,000 children who lack health insurance. And really, this is another one that we're concerned about may have increased as a result of the pandemic, since health insurance is often tied to employment. So just another one to keep an eye on as we recover.
Zanna Berg is Kids Count Coordinator for South Dakota, North Dakota, and Montana. Thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Ahead on In the Moment, Tim Gallego retires from a groundbreaking career in journalism. We welcome him to the program next. You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting.